KD-W4DJW Mobile. Good evening.
This evening, this is KC4SKD.
Just headed out to Fuddruckers to pick up supper. How about you?
I'll tell you what, it's been a long time since I've eaten there. I would love to have one of their big old juicy cheeseburgers.
Mushroom Swiss. This will be the third time since I rediscovered them. This will be my third Mushroom Swiss in about 3 months. I don't know, I saw a commercial or something made me remember that, and I went out and got one. Now, about once a month, I get a craving for it.
Cravings for stuff like that all the time, and that sounds good, too. Some of us from work used to go out there and eat, but that's been years ago, and I don't know whatever happened to that. I guess COVID came along, and we sort of got out of habit of going to eat together.
COVID broke a lot of habits that we just have to reestablish. We have to put them back together, you know? And they might not be exactly the same, but we got to rebuild those old habits. Those were good old habits.
Things have been a little better for me. I had a little sore throat today, earache. Decided to go to the doctor, check it out. And I'll be dog if I don't have strep throat. So I'm at home for the rest of the weekend.
Hear that. I hope it's not too painful. But I guess that does happen. And you think you picked it up from somewhere?
Oh, I looked at the doctor and I said, well, doc, I said, I don't feel that bad. I don't feel that sick. He said, well, you are. He said, you don't work the rest of the day. And he said, take tomorrow off and you're down till Monday. So I'm in the drive-thru line now to get my prescription and start on some antibiotics and go back home. And after I left the doctor, I got a phone call from my brother. He's at home with the flu.
Has been anywhere around each other or around somebody else at the same time?
I hadn't seen him in several weeks, but there's always stuff going around. So, but this is crazy. So, you know, I got too much work to do to be sick, but I don't dare try anything right now.
Sick with something like that, it weakens your immune system. So as much as you need to protect other people, you need to protect yourself too by staying isolated.
Well, it is what it is. So I may do some listening a little more on the radio, and I can work on paperwork, stuff like that, and just try not to give it to Rhonda.
The receiver or a transceiver, an HF transceiver yet?
Find one. I sent Gary an email and told him what I was looking for, and hadn't heard back from him, but I guess he's like everybody else, he's busy with stuff. But if I don't hear anything, I'll go on SwapNet Wednesday night and just put my call out there and say, hey, I'm looking for some kind of receiver.
I'm on Echolink last night. Was that email, did it? You got that off the Breyers.cc website?
WRZ.com, that's where I went and got this email address there.
Okay, that's good. That'll be the right one. Just making sure you got a recent one.
Yep. Yeah, maybe he can, you know, have some time or something. But it sounds like there's something promising with the guy you were talking to me about yesterday. Maybe something will turn up there.
Lawrenceville Hamfest. So I think Gary's going too. Him and Gary and somebody else are all going. They asked me if I wanted to go. I told them last three or four Hamfests I went to, I didn't buy anything. I just hung out for a couple hours and then left. And didn't see that many people that I knew either. So I took a pass on going to Lawrenceville. But that's, if you weren't sick, that'd be the thing to do. But not if you're sick.
I better do what the doctor says, drink plenty of fluids, and, you know, be a good time to turn on the TV and watch Gunsmoke or something like that.
I have a hard time turning on TV anymore. I get all my news off of the computer. I keep a desktop that's got like six different news stations on there, and I go over there and look at all six of them at the same time and see which one's the most interesting. And then that way you don't have to wait through television commercials. But that might be good just to relax and kick back and watch Gunsmoke. Or Here Come the Brides. Remember that one from Seattle?
I remember that one. All we got's rabbit ears. I don't have cable or satellite or anything, so whatever channels we can get. A lot of times if you're watching TV and the helicopter flies around, the TV goes out, so we got that to be concerned about too.
Well, you can get a lot more stations nowadays than you used to with one of those little RTL, SDR dongles. You can pick up digital TV with a little tiny 2.4 gigahertz antenna. And I think there are people that use those things and they get a few hundred channels.
Check on that. I got to let you go, Dave. I'm next in line here at the drive-through to pick up my medicine, but it's good talking to you. Thanks for riding along with me a few minutes.
Because I'm waiting to get across Wade Hampton Boulevard to turn into the Fuddruckers parking lot. So, anyway, I hope you get feeling better. W4DJW, mobile.
Tiger for us. Hope you have a good rest of your evening, and probably on the net tonight. Talk to you later, Dave. KC4SKD.
For DJW Mobile. No, but the audio was very, very low. Could barely hear it. Still got really, really low audio. Tried speaking louder, maybe that'll help. Not much, but we can try that. I'll turn my volume up really high. If somebody else comes in, it'll blare my speakers out really hard, but we'll try it. Try again with the call sign. Pa, KO4ULP, is that Andrew? No, Alexander. Is that Alexander?
Yes.
What's going on with your audio? It's really, really low.
I'm not sure what is the matter. I'm hooking out 25 watts here. I normally have no trouble with this computer.
What's wrong with your signal? Your 25 watts is plenty, way more than you need. It's just the audio is not good. Are you sure you're speaking into the front of the mic, not the back of the mic?
I'm offering how I normally do. I'm not sure what's the trouble. Let me try turning off my HF. Maybe that could be interfering with it.
The mic you've got, but you might try unplugging it and plugging it back in. It might just be a loose connection. That might help too. I'm going to turn my volume down while you're doing that.
Right here.
JW. What kind of radio is that?
An Anytone AT-778UV. It's a mobile rig that I'm kind of using as my base station here.
What happened between the last two transmissions you made? This one you made, your audio came way up. It's normal. I could turn my volume back down to where it's normally at. But the transmission before that, it was really low. Did you do anything between those two transmissions? Down again, because I didn't hear that text or that audio that time. My volume up all the way, wide open, and I heard a few words, but I didn't hear any complete sentences. I just got a few words. So, yeah, you'll want to put that on simplex frequency with another ham and work out what's going on there, because something's going on with it. It worked really good one time, but that's about it. It might be the push button. It might be you need to. I might need some oil or something on the push button. I don't know. Anyway, but good luck with it. W4DJW Mobile.
From Lima Papa.
Bad time.
Switch radios. I'm now on my HD.
Okay. Well, that works good. That works really good. But the other one's got a few issues with the audio anyway. Hopefully you can get that worked out. Well, how have you been? I haven't heard you in a long time.
Been on the air that much. Normally I've come to the shack lately. I've been trying to work 10 meters. The band's been fairly good lately, but... Yeah, I just used my other radio that I was on with the bad audio maybe about a week ago, and it was working just fine, so I'll see what I can do to try to figure out what's the matter with it.
It hasn't hit the floor, has it?
It's onto the desk, so I don't think that could have happened too easily.
What a... So, there's somebody near you that helped you out with that. Is that Alexander, or is that somebody... Who is that?
Several people that I could contact to get me to help me out with it.
Okay, I just remember there was somebody at... They used to come over there and help you out and help get going with that, but I think he's probably going to have to come by again. or you'll have to take the equipment to him, one, to figure out what's happening with it. So you say you've been doing some 10 meters, huh?
So far, I believe I've made 8 contacts so far.
How this distance?
I don't know if I really count this as a contact, but I believe I was carrying a station in from Spain. He heard me, but he said my signal was too weak to understand, and other than that, maybe Brazil's been the farthest?
10 meters. They said there was a 10-meter opening. I didn't get any of my stuff on the air, any of my HF stuff for that, but I heard 6 meters and 10 meters were both open. And back a long, long time ago, when it was at the peak of the last 11-year cycle, the sunspot cycle, you could talk to Europe on 5 watts with a handheld. But I haven't been able to do that in a long time. Well, Alexander, I'm going to let you go. Maybe somebody else is in there, but I'm pulling in the driveway, and it's time to eat supper. So good talking to you. Glad to hear you back on the air, W4DJW.
Yeah, the HF band has probably been open for the last 2 weeks, and now it's turning back to where the band's a little bit more noisy. But, I mean, the band was very quiet. You hear a lot of stations, but... Anyway, I'll let you go eat supper, 7:30. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform, Lima, Papa, clear.